I'm home. Baby? Hey, where are you? Come on. Where'd you go? Hey, shh. I'm right here. I've got you. I'm gonna make it okay. Hey, look at me. Good. Now I need you to breathe for me. Nice, deep breaths. There we go. That's one. You need to do at least 9 more before we move on. No. You can do it. I know you can. You need to take them. Sweetheart, please. Here, I'll help you. Give me your hand. Put it right here on my chest. Good. Now, when you feel me breathe in, you breathe in. When I let the air out, so do you. Go at the exact same pace as I do. And don't look at anything but my eyes, okay? We're going to get through it together. Okay. Now, nice and slow. There we go. See? I told you that you could do it. I'm very proud that you got your breathing under control. Now, we need to slow your mind down a little bit so that we can empty it of all the bad thoughts. Remember the exercise we learned for that? That's right, very good. So, first, tell me 5 things that you can see around us right now. Now, what are 4 things you can feel touching you right now? Very good. Now, name 3 things you can hear. Okay, 2 things that you smell or like the smell of. Okay, that was very good, but it's time for the most difficult. Tell me 1 thing you love about yourself. Come on, sweetheart, you can do it. That is one of my favorite things about you, too. Are you feeling okay? Do you want to move to the couch? It might be a little more comfy than the corner of the closet. Okay, let's get up nice and slow. Don't worry, I don't mind it at all. It's just one of the things that makes you special. And you are rather special to me, too. Did the stress do it? Yeah? I'm sorry, baby. No, I'm seriously not upset at you. I'm actually upset at myself. I should have been more careful. I could see you getting less and less sleep and more worried, and I just hoped I could do enough to hold the attack off until the weekend, when I could lock us away in the house and hold you and love you and make you feel safe and less stressed. I thought that if I could do that, maybe the attack would just go away. No, you're not an inconvenience to me. Don't you ever say that again, you understand? If anything, I am the inconvenience because I did not think my plan through all the way. Because you really rely on me to always have a plan when the attacks come around. I'm sorry, baby. I really am. I know you hurt right now. I can never say I understand what you go through with these things, because I can't imagine what they feel like. But understand something. You are not weak. You are not a problem. You fight one of the greatest battles in the world. You fight against your own mind to stay calm. You're a warrior. Because of what you go through on a daily basis, you are a warrior. Because you are willing to fight everything telling you to run and hide, you are a warrior. Because you go through all your stress points every day and yet still care for me and hold me when I need it, you are my warrior. So tonight, I'm going to be yours. You are going to relax and watch whatever you want. You can cuddle me, or I can cuddle you. I don't care. But I'm going to fight your mind for you tonight, and tomorrow, and every time that you can't. No, don't worry about it. I want to. If my inspiration has taught me anything, it's that you always need to fight for what you hold closest to you. That no matter what hand you've been dealt, you play with it until the end. Who's my inspiration? I'm holding on to them right now.